Yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that prohibits states from executing mentally retarded killers has opened a Pandora's box of problems for prosecutors and defense attorneys in states which allow the death penalty. Many say the courts will now be flooded with appeals and the litigation could last for years. Mississippi has the death penalty with no exemption for the retarded. Assistant Attorney General Sonny White joins us by phone. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Also with us is Kelly Hill, Assistant Attorney General for the state of Arkansas, which already bans the execution of the retarded. Welcome, Ms. Hill.
Hi, thank you.
To you first, since the ban is already in place in your state, what effect is the ruling going to have there?
It doesn't appear that it's going to have a great effect because Arkansas enacted legislation in the early 90s that prohibits the execution of those who are mentally retarded at the time that they commit their capital murder.
What happened when the ban was put into effect in Arkansas? Could it be compared to what might happen now after the Supreme Court ruling?
It's hard to say. It's hard to gauge, particularly because the Supreme Court ruling doesn't give us a definition of what this mental retardation is. But in Arkansas, it didn't have a significant effect. There's not been an overwhelming rush of litigation as a result of that legislation. There has been some. I can think of, off the top of my head, three cases in which it's gotten review in our state appellate system, and it was pretty clear that the proof that existed at the time of the crime regarding the individual's mental retardation was probably not significant enough to have affected the court's decision that the individual wasn't retarded.
I'm going to bring back Mississippi's Assistant Attorney General, Sonny White. Now, Mr. White, are you feeling the effects in your state of this ruling already?
We haven't already. Off the top of my head, I don't think it's going to have a major impact. It may affect seven or eight cases, maybe at the most, that I can think of, where there is some question, but then again, as Kelly was saying, it's that definition of what is mental retardation, and I think the court was fairly clear in relying on the American Association of Mental Retardation's definition and the American Psychiatric Association's definition. Neither one of them are crystal clear. Some states have adopted a 70 IQ, but I think that is fairly restrictive because somebody can have the IQ itself of 70, but still not meet the other standards in these definitions by these two associations.
Ms. Hill, what is the definition for mentally retarded in Arkansas?
Our definition comes by and large from, or mirrors by and large, the American Psychiatric Association's definition of mental retardation in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, which is of mental disorders, which is widely used. Arkansas pretty much mirrors that, saying mentally retarded means you're significantly subaverage in the area of general intellectual functioning and have significant deficits or impairments in adaptive functioning, and that those items manifest themselves no later than the age of 18, and then also requires deficits in adaptive behavior. But Sonny raised a good point, and that is the court left it open to the states to define it, and conceivably someone who qualifies as mentally retarded in Arkansas may not be considered that in, say, you know, Mississippi, and can be executed there and not here. So it's a difficult decision to implement. Just because several states have this procedure in place doesn't mean that all of the states mirror one another in how they treat this. And I think that will generate litigation.
Go ahead, Mr. White.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where the litigation is going to be. And the concern, to some degree, is not so much prospective what's going to happen in the future. We know now, I mean, within some reasonable guidelines of what we've got to do, it's the cases that have already been handed down and have already been litigated where we're going to have the, I think, sometimes frivolous litigation because there are going to be people that are already on death row who are going to now all of a sudden become retarded. Or that's going to be a claim they're going to start raising now. That's going to have to be litigated, I think.
Mr. White, thank you very much.
Sure.
Sonny White is the Assistant Attorney General of Mississippi. Ms. Hill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kelly Hill is the Assistant Attorney General for the state of Arkansas.